Amalia Mondragon was recently the recipient of a Reclaiming the Border Narrative grant from NALAC and the Ford Foundation. She was one of five from our community that received this award. And today my guest is Amalia Mondragon. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Hi, ¿cómo estás?
Good, good. It's always nice to check in with you, Amalia. So congratulations on your grant award. I know you were keeping tight-lipped forever until they gifted it out. What was that like, just kind of keeping that secret?
Oh, it was hard. It was difficult. There's just so much you want to do, and it's a little bit complicated, you know? So you got to keep it under the las aguas.
Keep it under wraps hasta que ya se pueda, ¿verdad?
Yeah.
So what's the plan? Do you know? Or what did you submit? Or what was that process like?
Well, the process was really cool. So they sent out nomination forms. Mm-hmm. And so I was nominated for this grant. And they were like, well, we want to fund some project that you've already been working on. I was like, oh, okay. Well, I had various ideas, but I was kind of in between two. And then I met with them and asked them which one they felt would best represent the grant. And so they felt that my idea of creating a concept album fit best. So that's what I'm doing right now. And it's been really fun and just very growing. I've just been learning so much. It's been very amazing process.
So what's it like to feel yourself grow? Because a lot of the times when you're in those kinds of moments, you don't know what's happening to you. It can be anxiety feeling. It can be painful. But what's it like to be aware that you're growing?
Very exciting.
Yeah.
Maybe at first it was a little scary, but fortunately the grant, NALAC has been very good about helping us break down the project. Like, we have these meetings, they're like cohorts, and we gather around with other grantees and staff, and we just kind of talk about different things that might come along as far as the process, etc. So it's been really cool. I mean, aparte, when we proposed the grant, we had to create like kind of like a sketched out-ish timeline. So, you know, it's not like a blind thing. And this is my first album as a solo artist. So there's a lot that needs to get done. I mean, I'm doing everything from additional fundraising to, you know, writing all the letters for the fundraising and like from the writing the grant process to writing the songs to finding the team, because, you know, an album is not just one person. I mean, that's a rare cases, but an album takes a lot of different artists and a vision and the production of that. And so it's been really awesome to really find the team, a team of people who believe in my vision and this idea of reclaiming the narrative of the border from the perspective of a two-spirited person. Mm-hmm. And just acknowledging and taking responsibility for all the things that come with that declaration, manifestation, that all the responsibilities that come with that. And it's been really, I think as time goes by, I feel more and more empowered rather than anxiety. Like, I feel like I'm shedding anxiety and more like stepping in my power. And that feels great. That feels very, very enlightening.
I love that, stepping into your power. So where in the process are you? I mean, are you writing songs? I mean, I know you're forming your team, but yeah, where are you? Because you're right, making an album isn't just from one day to another.
Yeah, and it's not just like, oh, I'm just gonna... right now I'm in the arrangement and writing process. So I'm still writing. I'm here. I came to New York to work with a border artist that I know. His name is George Sines. And we go way back. He's from Laredo. And he's a great, great arreglista and músico and artist. So he's helping me arrange, and I'm finishing the writing process. I'm still trying to figure out the road because I'm creating like a playlist. It's like a border playlist, and it represents the story of myself and of Tereso as two people who are two-spirited from the border. So it's not really so much like a story from point A to point B, but it's more like a story told through genres that represent different emotions for me, trying to use all those border sounds and the sounds that we grew up listening to on the radio in El Paso and Juarez.
So you're taking a little bit from everything mm-hmm. and putting yourself into it.
Yeah, yeah.
Not bad at all. I can't wait to hear what you cook up. Do you think you're going to finish recording in New York, or is that something you'll do once you come back?
Yeah, I'm going to do that in El Paso. I'm going to finish the process. I'll only be here till May 30th, and then I go back to El Paso, and I'm going to finish the rest of the process in El Paso.
So what's your timeline like? When do we get to hear it or experience it? And I'm not trying to put any pressure. I'm just curious.
So the album will be done in January, but it won't be released until May. So yeah, but I should be done with the recording process by about September, like latest October. Yeah, I've been dedicating a lot of my time. I would say a good 75 to 80% of my time on this. And it's been very beautiful. It's just a very, it's time to give myself the chance.
And it's so funny because, you know, you and I talk a lot. I mean, you're always doing projects, but to have this be your first full-length album is a little mind-blowing to me because you're always creating. Was there a hesitancy to just do it all yourself, or was it just not the right time? What do you think it is?
Oh, it's money.
The universal problem. Yes.
It was money. I think that in the past I have always been creating, and I've spent a lot of time in solidarity with a lot of different artists, musicians, groups, etc. And sometimes when you spend a lot of time on other people's projects, it can be very exhausting. So I needed to take some time off to really find my own voice. And I mean, I've always practiced my voice, but you know, find what is it exactly that I want to do, and how do I want to do it? So I needed some time to evaluate, you know, all the stuff that I've done in the past mm-hmm. and all the stuff that I was doing in the present, and all the stuff that I was thinking, maybe I could do this, or this might be fun, or what brings me joy? Because there comes a point where you just work so much that you lose sight of what your joy is. And I'm talking for myself, that mm-hmm. I lost the sight of what my joy was. And so I needed some time to reevaluate that. And then, ya agarré las fuerzas. The pandemic, in a really weird way, was a blessing. Because mm-hmm. I just needed that time to just sit in my existential crisis fully.
Get through it, yeah.
Yeah, you know, like, because it's always like pedacitos, like, oh, I have time this weekend to like binge watch this Netflix video and not deal with my emotions. And so you always postpone dealing with your emotional baggage. So the pandemic was great for me. And now I feel like I shed my skin and I'm full force for my projects. So yeah, it's really cool. I realized that through working with so many different artists, I've gained a lot of perspective and learned a lot. And it's time to use that vocabulary to speak my own narrative.
And you mentioned your cousin Tereso, so he's a part of this project as well, because I know you've been pouring a lot of your energy into him as well.
Yes. Half of the album is mine and half of the album is his. And we're telling our story through genres. But since he's a little younger, he has like fresher sounds, I guess. I don't want to give away too much, but I'm a little more retro spirited, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Very cool. Anything else you want people to know about where you are, your process, your art? What are we missing? What else do you want to tell us?
Well, where am I right now? I am continuing the fundraising process. I'm trying to raise funds so that I can have a well done album, well done, well produced album. So yeah, I'm also pushing my social media. You can follow me on Amalia_Mondragon on Instagram. On Facebook is Amalia Mondragon Music. The same with Tereso. Tereso, you can just find him as Tereso Contreras Music all over. Pretty soon I'll be finishing a Patreon and revamping my website, creating a lot more content because I want to bring people into my creation process. I've been a little like candid. No sé. Is that a word? Yes, it is a word, but I mean like.
Candid is like open, but you're saying you've been a little bit more.
Secretive.
Secretive
Not
about
secretive.
It.
Secretive. I don't want to say secretive, but I've just been like.
Close to the vest.
I've been in my space, but pretty soon once I have like all the maquetas done, then I intend to involve people a little more with the process. But yeah, right now, pues en eso ando, en la de escribir y arreglar.
So if we want to support your fundraising efforts, is Patreon the best way to do that? Or do you have a GoFundMe? Or how are you going about that? Or how can people help if they're listening and know your art and want to help you out?
Yeah, I think Patreon will probably be the way. I guess like if you want to follow me on social media and I'll be posting information about it, Patreon is probably the best way to go about it.
Yeah. And it's a great way to kind of have a even deeper connection with you. So that's really cool.
Putting out content y todo, sí.
Okay. Well, today my guest has been Amalia Mondragon. She's currently working on her first full-length album. That feels so strange to say.
I know. I should have done it a long time ago.
Yeah, but you know what? Everything in its time. Everything in its time. So Amalia, thank you for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you very much, Marina.